You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
The do's and don'ts of the great American solar eclipse.
I am fired up now, man. I am getting my stuff in order. I'm ready to go. Lost my glasses, though.
You did? Yeah. I only bought 9 pairs.
Yes.
And
Where are they all now?
Well, I kept 4 for my family.
Okay.
I gave one to Sean, one to John,
yeah.
And you had one. So the other ones, I guess, were stolen from my desk. 2 were stolen from my desk.
See that? Two people that stole them are going to have good eyes, and my family is going to go without now.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. The do's and don'ts of the solar eclipse. I'm going to read you a statement. Raven, you decide whether you should do it or you should not do it.
Okay, let's go.
Raven lost his glasses that I bought months in advance in preparation for this. Should you look at the eclipse with your naked eyes?
No, you should not.
No. If you haven't seen this, everywhere in the world is warning you not to look directly at the sun during the solar eclipse because your eyes will turn into little balls of fire and explode.
What are 30% of the people on the planet going to do? Exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to look at it and they're going to be like, no, I just looked at it real quick.
I love that we love to, like, fearmonger because I've watched so many news reports about protecting your children's eyes and, like, how even if they have the glasses, they may peek over, so you're supposed to put a paper plate around it. And next thing I know, last night, I'm cutting paper plates and trying to make paper plate glasses for my 5-year-old.
See, now that I can't find these other 2 pairs of shades, I know that there's one place in town that has them, and they're probably selling them for, like, $20 a pop. It's like an old-school toy store where everything is 5 times as expensive. That'll be me.
Should you take pictures of the solar eclipse with your cell phone?
Yes.
No.
Oh, come on. Really?
It says it's not a good idea to point the cell phone directly into the sunlight unless you have the proper equipment. Otherwise, it can damage the lens of your iPhone.
I mean, I got water protection.
I don't think it's the same thing.
All right. Whatever.
Should you take a nap during the eclipse?
I mean, why not? It's the middle of the afternoon.
Don't. According to astrologers, people shouldn't sleep during the solar eclipse, especially the elderly who are ill.
Why?
The sun is considered a vital source for all. It's according to astrologers.
That doesn't make any sense. Yeah, astrologers, they often don't make sense.
Should you eat during the eclipse?
I mean, I'm going to say yes. Who doesn't love a snack?
According to NASA, eclipses will not poison the food you eat.
Thank you.
You're right.
I can have a cheeseburger. I can have whatever it is that I want.
Can your pets go outside during the eclipse?
I'm going to say no because they might become confused. It's like fireworks or whatever. You want to keep them safe.
Actually, you're right. Keeping pets indoors away from the excitement and unusual activities surrounding the eclipse event can prevent anxiety.
I don't want my dog to get confused and then decide he needs to eat my neighbor.
Right.
What are you doing on my lawn in the middle of darkness?
Can you go to the bathroom during the lunar eclipse? Well, oh, wait a minute.
I mean,
that one was from 2017. This is different.
I mean, I'm going to say yes. During the solar eclipse, I can also go to the bathroom, I would think.
Well, according to this that I found on the internet.
Well, come on.
The lunar eclipse from 2013.
Yeah.
Or 17.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to do it that time, but
no.
You can do it this time,
it
or
says,
what?
Unfortunately, toilets operate with moonbeams, so they don't work during eclipses.
Fake.
I can't verify that information.
That's
I just found that on the internet, fake. And I wouldn't trust that or everything you read.
Yeah.
If you're pregnant, should you go outside during the eclipse?
Yeah. Why? I mean, why not?
According to myths.
Wait a minute. So now we're not even on the internet anymore, according to a myth.
Pregnant
something
women
made up.
Should avoid viewing the solar eclipse as it may harm the fetus. However, it continues, there is no scientific basis for this belief. The fetus is well protected within the mother's womb. So you can make your own decisions on that if you're pregnant and want to go outside during the eclipse. You can do whatever you want.
Good luck Monday afternoon, really. Good luck.